airlines have been canceling flights, and Spirit announced that it would suspend all flights to New York area airports after the CDC urged residents of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut to help stop the spread of COVID-19 by stopping all non-essential travel. But other airlines are still flying in and out of COVID-19 hotspots, even if at limited capacity. So let's bring in Seth Kaplan. Here now is a transportation analyst. And Seth, what are you hearing? Can other airlines maybe also cancel all flights to places like New York City?
Robin, we reached out to the big four U.S. airlines today, which account for about 85% of the industry, heard back from two of them, and they were both pretty unequivocal in saying, no, they're not going to do it. American told me their, quote, critical infrastructure, they and other airlines, that, you know, they're carrying medical professionals getting to where needed, that they're just responding to demand. When they reduce flights, it's because not many people are traveling. Southwest told me something similar. It said, of course, don't be surprised to see reductions to places like New York and New Orleans, it mentioned as well, but that they're absolutely going to keep flying as there are people who need to get places.
Well, you mentioned they're carrying medical professionals. We've seen that viral photo of healthcare pros on the way to New York. They're smiling, making heart signs with their hands. They're going to help. Governor Cuomo said, please come. But are airlines making accommodations to help them get there?
It sounds like the precautions that they're taking in terms of deep cleaning the planes and fogging the planes, kind of like they always did after international flights, some of these airlines, are universal for all passengers. Southwest did say that one accommodation it's made is letting hospitals, which have in some cases big banks of tickets that they usually use for medical transport to transport patients, to instead use that to transport medical professionals because they're not moving patients around the country anymore.
Yeah, I was hoping they'd get some free flights. But it's funny, we began talking about airplane flight weeks ago. Remember, we were talking about how planes are actually safe and that they have filtered air systems. It's the person sneezing on you that's a problem. Right. But then we're also hearing airlines now have consolidated routes so much, some flights are full. So when you're in the air, are people sitting 6 feet apart?
Not always. In many cases, yes, because there are flights that are still somewhat empty. But yeah, a few weeks ago, we had flights where you'd hear about just like two or three people on them. Now airlines are removing so many flights that I have heard reports of flights that are rather full. And exactly like we spoke about a few weeks ago, nothing different about an airplane. Simply, you're just on there with other people. And if there are a lot of people, you're exposed to the same things as you would be in any room full of a lot of other people. This is kind of a race to the bottom here between falling demand and falling airline capacity. And you know, once you get airlines reducing almost all of their flights, you can have a flight somewhat fill up anyway, even with not many people traveling.
By the way, quick travel tip, you can still get some of those cleanse wipes that are sold out everywhere if you go to the little travel sections of the drugstores where they have little packets of things. And I got a bunch of little packets of those wipes so you can wipe the bathroom door and things like that. Meanwhile, we only have about a half a minute. Are airlines going to get some grants and loans to prop them up?
Yeah, the $50 billion total in available grants and loans. The grants are to pay the employees, to keep people employed through September 30th. We're talking about the employees at the mainline airlines. Yeah. I mean, lots of other pain around the industry, people without those kinds of guarantees.
Yeah.
The loans, we'll see what happens. There are strings attached that some of these airlines might not want to take if they can borrow money elsewhere.
Seth Kaplan here now as transportation analyst. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.